Why this lesson? Lesson 1 had you pass Claude Opus 4.8 as the model name. Lesson 2 had you log usage with every call. This lesson is the conversation about which of those model names is the right one and why, with the parameters that change what one call costs and what it can do. Model choice compounds. Every call your application makes runs against the model you chose. Every dollar of your bill, every millisecond of your tail latency, every "the model got this wrong" complaint traces back to that one front matter line. The decision is not Opus is best, use Opus. Opus is the most capable, but a chat application that runs every user message through Opus will burn the cost per user margin most teams need to keep, and a long-running agent that swaps in Opus where Haiku would have worked turns a $5 evaluation into a $50 one. The decision is, what does this specific call need, and what is the cheapest model that delivers it? This lesson covers the four pieces of that decision: the three current Claude families and how they actually differ, the model ID convention, so production code pins what it expects to run, the effort parameter, the dial that controls how many tokens Claude spends on a call, on the models that support it, and adaptive thinking, the new default for the high capability models, versus the older manual extended thinking mode. The three current families. Anthropic publishes three current models, organized as families: Opus, capability tier; Sonnet, balance tier; Haiku, speed tier. Verbatim numbers from the public models overview at platform.claude.com/docs/n/about-claude-models. Overview. Verified at this lesson's drafting. Prices and capabilities can shift. The docs are canonical. Opus 4.7, Claude Opus 4.7, remains supported as a legacy model with the same pricing, $5, $25. Context window, 1M tokens, max output, 128K, and overall posture as Opus 4.8. New code should target 4.8 for current behavior. A 4.7 deployment does not need to migrate urgently. The models overview at platform.claude.com/docs/n/about-claude-models overview and the migration guide are canonical for per version differences. The pricing ratio is the easiest mental model. Sonnet is roughly 1.7x cheaper per output token than Opus, and Haiku is 5x cheaper than Opus. Knowledge cutoffs differ too. Opus 4.8 reliable through Jan 2026, Sonnet 4.6 through AUG 2012, Haiku 4.8 through Feb 2025. So a model picking Haiku may know less about recent events than one picking Opus. The capability ordering, Opus, then Sonnet, then Haiku, is not a hard ranking on every task. Haiku 4.5 is near frontier intelligence, competitive with Opus on many tasks. The gap is on multi-step reasoning, complex coding, nuanced analysis. Sonnet 4.6 is best combination of speed and intelligence, not slightly worse Opus. It is the right default for production workloads where Opus is overkill and Haiku is borderline. How to pick? A working rule, an increasing order of how much you should think about it. Default to Sonnet. For most production workloads, Sonnet 4.6 at the right effort level, more on effort below, is the right call. It costs 60% of Opus per token and runs faster, with intelligence good enough for the bulk of what user-facing applications need. Reach for Opus when the task is genuinely hard. Complex reasoning, agentic coding over multiple steps, work where a wrong answer is meaningfully worse than a slow answer. Opus 4.8's strength, and Opus 4.7's, with the same posture, is the long horizon, hard thinking case. The pricing reflects that. Reach for Haiku when the task is light and volume matters. Classification, simple lookups, the inner step of a pipeline that runs millions of times. Haiku 4.5 is near frontier enough to do plenty of real work. The savings stack fast on high volume calls. Mix and match inside one application. A common production pattern is Opus or Sonnet for the user-facing summarizer, where one wrong answer matters. Haiku for the inner classifier that decides which summarizer to call, where speed times volume is the bottleneck. Lesson 8, from single call to agent loop. And lesson 11, sub-agents and delegation. Pick this up. The foundation here is that you do not have to pick one model for the whole application. The decision is rarely Opus or Haiku in the abstract. It is, what would happen on this specific call if we used Sonnet instead of Opus? And is that worth a 40% cost cut? Build a held-out evaluation set, Track 21, Lesson 7. LemOps is the playbook here, and the question gets quantitative. Same prompt, both models measure quality. The cheapest model that passes evaluation is the right model. Model IDs, alias versus date pinned. A small but important detail. Anthropic publishes two ID forms for some models, and which you use in production matters. The 4.6 generation and later, Opus 4.8, Opus 4.7, Sonnet 4.6, Opus 4.6, use a dateless format that is a pinned snapshot. Claude Opus 4.8 does not change underneath you. It is an exact version. The model's overview is explicit. Starting with the Claude 4.6 generation, model ID use a dateless format that is also a pinned snapshot, not an evergreen pointer. Pre-4.6 models have a date-suffixed canonical ID and a dateless alias that resolves to it. Claude Haiku 4.5 is an alias. The pinned canonical ID appends the snapshot date to it. The dated form is shown in the table above. The alias is a convenience for development. You do not have to update the date when a patch lands. The date pinned form is what production should use, because the alias can resolve to a different snapshot later. The practical rule. For new code on the 4.6 generation, or later, the dateless ID is already pinned. Use Claude Opus 4.8, Claude Opus 4.7, Legacy, Claude Sonnet 4.6 directly. You do not need a date suffix. For pre-4.6 models and for production stability across model patches generally, use the date suffixed form, the dated IDs shown in the table above. Behavior pinned, surprise patches do not happen. For development, the alias form is fine. You get fixes automatically. If your production application is using Claude Haiku 4.5 and someone reports a regression after Anthropic rolls a patch, the date suffixed form would have isolated you. It costs nothing to be specific. The effort parameter. The effort parameter is a dial on token spending per call. It controls how many tokens Claude is willing to spend on a single response, across all the tokens that response includes. Text content, tool calls, extended thinking when enabled. The values are low, medium, high, the default, Xhieg, Opus 4.8 and Opus 4.7, and Max, Opus 4.8, Mythos Preview, Opus 4.7, Opus 4.6, Sonnet 4.6. Supported on Claude Opus 4.8, Mythos Preview, Opus 4.7, Opus 4.6, Sonnet 4.x, and Opus 4.5 per the public docs. Haiku 4.5 does not support the effort parameter. On Haiku, what you get is what the model decides to spend. The parameter goes in output config, not at the top level. Per the public docs, sane starting points by model, Sonnet 4.6 default, medium for most production work, low for high volume or latency sensitive, chat that is not coding, high for complex reasoning, max for the absolute highest capability. Opus 4.8 default, start with high for coding and agentic use cases, high for most other intelligence sensitive workloads. Also the API default on all surfaces. Step down to medium or low only when evals show the lower level holds quality. The effort docs state explicitly that the guidance for Opus 4.7 also applies to Opus 4.8. Opus 4.7 default, legacy, same posture as 4.8. X-high for coding and agentic work, long horizon tool heavy, high for intelligence sensitive workloads, medium for cost-sensitive workloads, max only when evaluation shows headroom at X high high. Opus 4.7 respects lower effort levels more strictly than Opus 4.6, It scopes work to what was asked at low and medium instead of going beyond. So adjust deliberately rather than prompting around shallow reasoning. Two practical points. First, high and not setting the parameter are equivalent. High is the default. Setting it explicitly is fine, but does nothing different. Second, effort affects token spending broadly, including tool calls. At lower levels, Claude makes fewer tool calls, combines operations, and proceeds directly to action without preamble. At higher levels, it explains plans, makes more calls, and writes detailed summaries. This matters for Lesson 8 onward, the agent loop, where total cost is steps times per step. Adaptive thinking versus extended thinking. A second parameter close to effort, and a moving target as Anthropic's models evolve. The lesson covers the current state. Treat the docs as the source of truth when the model lineup shifts. Extended thinking, also called manual thinking, is the older mechanism. The model produces internal thinking content blocks before its text response, showing step-by-step reasoning. You enable it by setting the thinking parameters type to enabled with a budget token's value, literal below, and the response includes the thinking blocks alongside the text. Use cases. Complex reasoning, mathematical or logical problems, multi-step planning, anywhere a transparent reasoning trace is useful. Adaptive thinking is the new mode. The thinking parameter with adaptive type, literal below. The model decides when and how much to think, based on the difficulty of the task. Recommended on Opus 4.8 and Opus 4.7, where manual extended thinking is no longer supported and returns a 400 error. Opus 4.6, Sonnet 4.6, and Mythos Preview. The model uses the effort parameter as the control. At high, and max, Claude almost always thinks deeply. At lower levels, it may skip thinking for simpler problems. Current state by model. For new code on the latest models, the right pattern is adaptive thinking plus effort, not manual budget tokens configuration. On Haiku 4.5, the manual mode is still the option, and it is worth the use when the task warrants step-by-step reasoning. A worked cost example. Concrete numbers fix the abstract. Suppose you are building a feature that takes a user question, classifies it, one of 10 categories, then either answers it or routes it elsewhere. Average prompt is 500 input tokens. Average answer is 300 output tokens. You expect 100,000 calls per day. The feature is 2 calls per request. A classifier, 500 input tokens, 20 output, and for the 70% that get an answer call. 500 input, 300 output. Each scenario below derives both legs and totals. All Opus version. Classifier 100,000, 500 input, $5 mTOC, 20 output, $25 mTOC, 100,000 wons. Zero, you were usually 25, zero, 300 per day. Answer 70,000, 100 input, wow. $5 talk plus 300 output, $25 mTOC, equals 70,000. Zero. $5 plus zero, 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 75, all $700 per day. Total $1,000 per day. All Sonnet version. Classifier 100,000, 100 balls, to mTOC plus 20 vison. Teen mTOC, eel 100,000, 0,015 plus zero, 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 3. Irushal. $80 per day. Answer, 70,000. Fanders, Threm talk was 315 mTOC. E, 70,000. Swamajum 15 was 0, $45. Eum, $420 per day. Total, $600 per day. About 40% cheaper than all Opus. Mix version, Haiku classifier plus Sonnet answer. Classifier, Haiku. 100,000, 100 was. MTOC was 20,000, 5 MTOC, eels 100,000, 0 eels on 5, sun, 1 eels, $60 per day. Answer, Sonnet, 70,000, 500, 3 min MTOC, 300 won, 15 MTOC, equal 70,000, 10,000, 15, 45 equal $420 per day. total $480 per day, about 52% cheaper than all Opus. The arithmetic is not exotic. The point is that model choice and parameter choice both move the dial materially. Lesson 7, prompt caching, and Lesson 12, production cost monitoring, extend the same arithmetic to the cache discount and the org-level dashboards. The foundation here is that the dial exists and is not subtle. Common pitfalls: defaulting to Opus on every call. Opus is the most capable model. It is also the most expensive. A chat-style product that runs every user message through Opus is paying 5 times Haiku rates for traffic that Haiku could have handled. The fix is evaluation. Build a held-out test set, run both models, see what actually drops. Using the alias in production on pre-4.6 models. Claude Haiku 4.5 is an alias. The patch surface lives behind it. Pinned to the date suffixed form in production. The 4.6 generation and later need no date suffix. The dateless ID is already pinned. Forgetting that effort affects tool calls. Effort is not just how much text Claude writes. It is total token spend per response, including the tool call portion. In an agent loop, lesson 8 onward, lowering effort can compound. Fewer tool calls per step, terser preambles, less chain of thought. That can be the right answer for cost. It can also be wrong if the task needs the deeper exploration, using manual extended thinking on a model that does not support it. Opus 4.8 and Opus 4.7 return a 400 error if you send the manual thinking configuration, the thinking parameters typeset to enabled with a budget token's value, literal below. The replacement is adaptive thinking plus effort. On Sonnet 4.6 and Opus 4.6, manual mode still works but is deprecated. New code should use adaptive, mixing model families without evaluation. Pipelines that route work between models work well when the routing matches capability to need. They fail badly when a Haiku step needs to handle Opus-level reasoning and silently produces a worse answer. The eval set, Lesson 7 of Track 21, is what tells you the routing is right, what you do not need yet. This lesson stays on the model and parameter layer. Topics deferred, the model's API at the V1. Model's endpoint for programmatic model and capability discovery. Useful when your application has to handle multiple deployments. Not needed for a single call lesson. Vision and PDF support. All three current families handle images and PDFs. Lesson 4 onward picks up specific multimodal patterns where relevant. Prompt caching discount math, the third cost lever after model selection, and the effort dial. Lesson 7, the admin bun, usage, cost APIs for org-level cost monitoring. Lesson 12, what you should remember. Three current families, Opus 4.8, current flagship, Anthropic's most capable model for complex reasoning and agentic coding, 5 or 25 per MTOC. Sonnet 4.6, best balance, $3.15. Haiku 4.5, fastest near frontier, $1.05. Opus 4.7 remains supported as a legacy 4.7 deployment with the same pricing and posture as 4.8. Pricing ratio matters. Default to Sonnet for production. Reach for Opus when the task is hard. Reach for Haiku when volume matters. Mix and match inside one application. A common production pattern is Sonnet or Opus for user-facing summarization. Haiku for the inner classifier. Lesson 8. Onward extends this into the agent loop. Model IDs. The 4.6 generation and later are dateless and already pinned. Claude Opus 4.8, Claude Opus 4.7, Claude Sonnet 4.6. Pre-4.6 models use the date suffixed form for production stability. The dateless alias is for development. The effort parameter is configured under output config with 5 values: low, medium, high, X high, or max. It controls token spend per call across the supported models. Opus 4.8, Opus 4.7, Opus 4.6, Opus 4.5, Sonnet 4.6, Mythos. Defaults to high, affects all tokens, including tool calls. Sonnet 4.3. Production default, medium. Opus 4.8 and Opus 4.7, same posture. Production default, X high for coding slash agentic, high for general intelligence work. The exact request literal sits in the effort parameter section above. Adaptive thinking is the new default mode on Opus 4.8, Opus 4.7, Opus 4.6, Sonnet 4.6. The thinking parameter with adaptive type. Manual extended thinking is the older mode, the thinking parameters type set to enabled with a budget token's value, still supported on Haiku 4.5 and deprecated on Sonnet 4.6 and Opus 4.6. Not supported on Opus 4.8 or Opus 4.7, returns 400. The exact request literals for both modes sit in the adaptive thinking section above. Evaluation is how you pick. Build a held out test set, track 21 lesson 7 LLM ops, run candidate models against it, pick the cheapest that passes. The decision should be data driven, not vibes driven. Where this fits. Lesson 3 closes phase 1. Together, lessons 1, 2, and 3 give you the foundations every later T22 lesson extends. The smallest primitive, 1, the production patterns around it, 2, and the model and parameter decisions on top, 3. Phase 2, lessons 4 to 7, augments what one call can do, tools, MCP, caching, context management. Phase 3, lessons 8 to 11, extends the loop. Agents, agent skills, sub-agents. Phase 4, lesson 12, closes with shipping. The model selection conversation here threads through every subsequent lesson. Tools work differently at different effort levels. Agents compound the model cost per step. Caching changes the input token side of the same arithmetic. Lesson 12 turns usage logging into org-level dashboards.